It's been a couple years since state lawmakers approved plans to open 5 pharmaceutical processing centers by this fall. All will produce cannabis oil, benefiting patients with CBD or cannabidiol and THC, the main chemicals used in the medicine. But it took a while to expand treatment to conditions other than epilepsy. And just this spring, the General Assembly decided on higher dosage limits and allowed it in different forms like capsules, sprays, patches, and lollipops.
If you know anything about multiple sclerosis, it's different every day, and it can be different in the morning than it is in the afternoon.
Tamara Netzel says those changes will help a lot of hopeful patients like herself.
I'm very excited about Virginia taking these steps and learning as they go. We have the advantage of actually looking at the programs, what has worked and what hasn't worked in other states.
The last couple of years, Netzel has had to break federal law, bringing back cannabis products across state lines. But with the doctor's recommendation and valid registration from the State Board of Pharmacy, the Alexandria resident should be able to buy it in Manassas, the location of one of those first 5 producers of medical cannabis oil. After a rigorous application process, the board selected 1 dispensary for each of Virginia's 5 health service areas. The others will be in Bristol, Stanton, Richmond, and Portsmouth. State Senator Siobhan Donovan suggests as many as 100,000 Virginians can benefit from those sites, but is anxious to actually see the statistics.
We want to make sure that we tiptoe into this and we don't scare anybody by bad outcomes or criminal activity.
The Republican lawmaker and Henrico County physician sponsored the bill changing dosage amounts. But Donovan says the program needs concrete evidence before more laws can be passed.
We may need more dispensing areas. We may need more pharmacies. There's an enormous amount of talk about that. But I just don't think we know until we get up and running. And I'm just so afraid that the more we tweak the program before it actually even exists, the more threatened it is, you know, to just be a victim of so much regulation and hypothesis.
Other measures that saw bipartisan support and were recently signed by Governor Ralph Northam will let someone other than a patient serve as a registered agent and deliver medical cannabis products to patients who can't get it themselves, like nursing home residents. Another law will let school nurses administer treatments to children at school. Another physician says Virginia's education campaign needs to ramp up, particularly for other doctors and major hospitals. Travis Shaw, a plastic surgeon in Richmond, researched medical cannabis for his young daughter when she was diagnosed with a form of epilepsy.
Now, I have spoken here with VCU, Bon Secours, and the HCA Hospital, which are the big 3 hospital systems here in the Richmond area, and none of them have any kind of policy in place for their physicians in terms of recommendation for medical cannabis.
Advocates say the program needs more dispensaries than those opening in 2019, which could include more sites to develop medicine that are separate from where the product is grown. Blacksburg Democratic delegate Chris Hurst expects those changes fairly soon.
I don't think that these 5 are going to be the only 5 for very long. That doesn't seem to me to be the right way to go about it, if demand is there. If the demand is there and the access issues still remain, then we're going to need to reevaluate how the distribution is done.
Virginia's first 5 medical cannabis dispensaries are expected to open by September. I'm Jeff Bossert.